Summer Sing is an offshoot of Collegium Cincinnati. It made its debut last summer with over 90 volunteers turning out to rehearse and perform Mozart's Requiem. This year, Summer Sing runs July 23rd through the 29th and culminates in a performance of Brahms' Requiem. It's sponsored by Collegium Cincinnati, and their artistic director, Chris Eanes, is here to tell us more about it. Welcome back.
Thanks, Anne. Nice talking to you today.
Okay. What's the idea of Summer Sing? How did you get this started?
Well, Summer Sing is fun. That's one of the main reasons that we got it started. We love to bring people together, to make music together, to have shared experience, and to bring our community closer by attracting people from all walks of life to come together to sing music. It's what we do well. It's what we know how to do. And we want to provide the opportunity to anybody who wants to come do it. So maybe you sing in your church choir or another choir around the city and have not had the opportunity to come sing a major work. This is your opportunity, because we're going to do it with full orchestra and have a week of rehearsals and other things surrounding those rehearsals. And mainly, we hope that our singers have a really rewarding musical experience and have some fun and meet some great friends and learn something through the experience.
So this year's piece is Brahms' Requiem, right up there with the Choral War Horses.
It is. I mean, what a great piece. And I think that if you consider yourself a choral singer of any level, then having the opportunity to sing the Brahms' Requiem is just fantastic. In fact, it's a piece I've never gotten to sing, so that's part of the reason I wanted to do it. I've conducted pieces of it, but I've never sung it. So we're going to have a good time putting the piece together, I think.
Now, just for those who may be really excited but are stopping short because of the language, German or English?
We're going to do it in German, but we're going to provide plenty of instruction and diction classes and all those things that will turn you into a crackerjack German singer.
Is the music supplied?
The great thing about this is that all of that music is public domain these days, so we can email you a score and you could print it out and start to learn it. We're going to have several events leading up to the Summer Sing that we're calling Sing Outs, and those will be opportunities, really informal opportunities, to pull up a beverage, and we'll have a couple of accompanists playing through, and you can sit and we'll sing the work down, as the musicians say. We'll sing it from beginning to end so you can get a sense of what it's like and, you know, start to learn your notes and things like that. Of course, those aren't required. Those are just for fun. It's a way to, again, meet people from across the city and start making music together.
Now, where are rehearsals going to be?
Rehearsals will be at Christ Church Cathedral. Collegium Cincinnati is one of the resident ensembles there, and they are just so welcoming and open their space to us when we ask them to. So we'll be rehearsing and performing at Christ Church.
And you rehearse like a Monday through Friday? Is that how it works?
Well, in fact, we work hard. So for 1 week, we start rehearsals on Sunday, and our concert is the following Saturday night. So there'll be nightly rehearsals and a dress rehearsal on Saturday morning and the concert Saturday night. So it's short and sweet, and we work hard, and we have a whole lot of fun while we do it.
How long do rehearsals run?
Rehearsals are a couple hours long, and we try to follow every rehearsal with a social event of some kind so that singers can get to know each other. So might go out for drinks or dinner afterwards and just get to know some of your fellow singers and make merry and have a great time.
Well, you had a really impressive turnout last year. You had 95 singers. And tell us a little bit about their backgrounds and where they came from.
It was really wonderful to see singers from all over the city. We partnered with the Young Professionals Choral Collective to put this on. And of course, they're not only wonderful singers, but they're great at putting on social events. So they were the ones who put our social events together for us. But we also had choristers representing, I think, 15 or 20 other choirs around town. And that was a really neat thing to see, is people who sing in other choirs year-round then coming together to share their gifts in this one-week event. Our youngest singer last year was 13 years old, and our oldest singer was, I believe, 94. So we have a huge age range as well.
That's great. Were you surprised by the turnout?
We were pleasantly surprised by the turnout. We thought in order to get this started, maybe we'd have 30 or 40 singers to put this together. And we ended up with 95 at the first rehearsal. And we kind of looked around and went, well, I guess this was a good idea. So we're looking forward to continued success this year. And in fact, expanding the program, we had, in fact, in our first year, two people who came from out of town just to sing in the Summer Sing. And this year, we're expecting more people to come from out of town. And so one of the things we're looking at for the future is really turning this into a festival that's a destination for people. So putting together tourism packages and showing them just what a wonderful, wonderfully culturally rich city this is.
So, Chris, is there still time for people to sign up to volunteer for this?
Absolutely. We'll take singers right up until the last minute, because really all you have to do is print your score out and show up to the first rehearsal and walk on in.
Who's making up the orchestra?
The orchestra will be made up from the Collegium Cincinnati's roster, so some of the finest musicians from around Cincinnati. And that's, I think, one of the other appealing factors of the festival, is that a lot of choral singers don't have the opportunity to sing with a really fantastic orchestra. I certainly didn't when I was growing up, and now I'm very lucky to be able to make music with these phenomenal musicians all the time. So we want to share that experience.
That's great. And are members of Collegium going to be joining the choir?
They will. We will have soloists singing the baritone and soprano solos, and some teaching faculty as well. People who sign up will have the option to take a voice lesson throughout the week with one of the Collegium Cincinnati vocalists. We'll also be offering diction classes and other things that will enrich your life as a choral singer.
Well, it sounds like a real wonderful immersion for choral singers and for anyone who just wants the experience of singing with a professional orchestra. And there's nothing quite like it. I can say that from experience.
And I will say, you know, last year when we got it started, we thought, well, what the heck, we're going to try it. And hopefully the people who can come out will put together a good choir. And we were really pleasantly surprised in how high the quality was. So we were able to work at a pretty high level and expect to do so again this year.
Well, we wish you a great success with it. Thanks again for being here. Chris Eanes is Artistic Director of Collegium Cincinnati. They are sponsoring Summer Sing. Summer Sing presents Brahms Requiem on July 29th. And to volunteer to be part of the choir, that program runs July 23rd through the 29th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.